You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents. We start in Asia, or TikTok. My understanding of TikTok is that the Biden administration intends to ban it the day before the inauguration, meaning the last day that Mr. Biden has authority to ban anything. What is TikTok? What is the threat? Something to do with data. And yet I learn momentarily that for every TikTok, there's something else that's just like TikTok. There's something right now called Red Note, which is based on the original Little Red Book that Mao associated with the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s and 70s. But Red Note is functioning in much the same way, messaging and little videos that are passed back and forth between the Chinese, and it's now being downloaded ferociously because of the anticipation of TikTok not being available. So therefore, what is it about TikTok? It's not the name. It's something that it does. Chris, a very good evening to you. Is TikTok a national security threat? Because I believe that is what the Biden administration has either indicated or said. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. TikTok absolutely is a national security threat. Many of the companies that we work with around the globe have banned employees from having TikTok on their phones, up to and including PRC state-owned companies. So they know the capabilities within that platform for surveillance. It's absolutely a threat. It's absolutely a surveillance tool for the PRC, and it absolutely should be banned. That being said, other tools, other platforms have similar characteristics. So it can be a bit of a slippery slope to say what is correct, what is incorrect, but is TikTok adversarial to the U.S. government, U.S. people? Yes, without question.
Is this whack-a-mole? Because I know Red Note is now being touted as the replacement.
To a certain extent, I think you'll see shift from TikTok to many of the Instagram or other U.S. domiciled tools. So I think you'll see population shift, especially domestically, towards more domestic tools. That being said, it is a game of whack-a-mole. There will be new platforms coming up and old platforms going away. It's just the nature of change in technology.
More exiting details for the Biden administration. ESG. I believe that's environment, social, and governance. It was a theme for investing some years ago. I believe early in the Trump administration it was talked about, but it was certainly sensational news for the Biden administration. However, I've lost count of the number of major S&P 100 companies that are exiting ESG, or the advisors are saying to people, they've given it up, don't worry about it. What did ESG do to the investment community in technology? Did it damage it in any fashion, this idea that you had to come up with a environmental statement about how you were going to reduce global warming in order to be a credible investment vehicle?
John, what it did in many businesses is take the eye off the ball of doing business into all these secondary social or environmental concerns. With that being said, the U.S. is a centrist, center-right country, so you're now seeing the pendulum swing. At the peak, ESG got wildly out of control, wildly silly, and now that pendulum's kind of swinging back towards the center with companies saying, hey, we wish to be environmentally responsible, we wish to have equal opportunity for all, but that does not mean equality of output. That does not mean that we're going to make foolish decisions for the business relative to the environment. So it's trying to find that proper balance in all things.
I read, and it might have been a send-up, that banks were being asked to assess the climate damage that their loans did, which seemed kind of odd, very strange interpretation of what a bank does. It might be an anecdote, but to your understanding now, are banks asking questions like that when they assess a loan recipient, what are you going to do about the climate?
So, John, that's pulled back a little bit. Think of it almost as the idea of a corporate credit score, but a social credit score similar to what the Chinese do to their population. You got to a point at peak where if you did not bow to the environmental and to the politically correct requirements in both contracts as well as lending and others, you are told we don't want your kind here. So that's now dialing back, however, still relatively present in Europe. And I think it will take longer for it to be wound out of their system. But ESG in the U.S. is effectively dead now.
Did it hurt our GDP? Has anybody done that assessment yet?
Great question. Hard to say. It certainly impacted parts of the workforce that said, I came here to advance on merit, not on skin color or sexual orientation or other. So I think it did hurt companies, but it may be very difficult to ascertain that.
Now we come to, and you predicated it there, DEI, which now is no longer a trend. In fact, the other thing is happening. DEI is disappearing. Major companies, but also huge equity firms. We don't need to list them, but the big guys are all getting out. What's frightened them? Is it Trump back in office? Is it, you know, every fad has its day? Just the normal business cycle? Been there, done that? We're moving on?
John, I would say Trump back in office has to be a huge factor to that. And capital, huge companies like BlackRock will chase return. They're not looking for conflict with government in any way. So it's a smart political move to dial that back in light of the upcoming Trump administration.
Dialing back, yes. I wonder whether the next time. It felt very much like everybody had to sit around and say the emperor was well clothed. We come now to one more. Three letters, DJT, Donald J. Trump, office on the 20th. Now, when I talk to my European friends, the 21st is apparently the end of the world. Mark it down in your calendar, Chris. Those who are not in Europe do not believe the world will end when Donald Trump comes back into office. He will have one term to correct what was not correctable in the first term. Now that we can speak for these last hours before Trump is back in the White House, is the prospect good to your measure in your business? Is there growth that's coming that you've anticipated because Donald Trump is going to deregulate, going to emphasize energy and exports of energy, going to drive the GDP, and my measure of him, he's not going to fight any more wars?
John, there's a palpable level of excitement in U.S. business about getting back to business, about focusing on the growth of the economy, unleashing the animal spirits, and really starting to put a growth curve back in place as opposed to dealing with a decline the last 4 years. So the level of excitement is there. The energy is there. Let's get back to work.
Get back to work. And yet the Trump team is right now offending everyone because of its very careful presentation and rollout of its choices. Note that there have not been major leaks or even minor leaks similar to what we experienced in the first Trump term. Mar-a-Lago is, for all of its openness, a sealed bottle, and there's no gossip coming out despite the confirmation hearings underway. I mention that the first term was marred by routine leaks. Remember, we used to get documents that said that they were transcripts from the Oval Office of conversations the president was having with his opposite numbers overseas. I have not seen that, and there's reason to worry about it. However, Chris, I want to stay with your business and your understanding of technology. Is technology ready to take advantage of what's coming? It's certainly done well an investment these last years. Is it ready to monetize? Is it ready to grow? Because promise can carry the stock price higher, but Wall Street exists on profits, not promise.
John, you're at the cusp of what could be a huge economic cycle, specifically around artificial intelligence and robotics. That cycle could be trillions in new growth within the economy, and where Mr. Biden looked to control and to crush artificial intelligence, make it a tool of the state. Mr. Trump is taking a much more laissez-faire approach towards it, letting industry develop and see what it can do. That spirit of American innovation, that ability to solve difficult problems and build new great things has been unleashed again, and it's extremely exciting to be able to watch that.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. He has customers and business on all the major occupied continents. This is the Scala Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.